All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com on this Saturday morning. In studio guest on the WRMJ Sports Line, it is Corey Cuffler from WQAD and a Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville graduate. How about that? Two SIUE grads.
We're a rare breed, aren't we?
All right, so we were talking about content. All right,
sure.
So in not only games, okay, so. Well, I want you to talk about, like, sports in terms of covering the different sports, because I hear this a little bit about, you know, like my position, people don't realize that really my most important part of my job, a lot of people think, well, you just do sports at WRMJ, I broadcast a bunch of games. 90% of my job is I'm the news director, so I'm producing the local news content.
Okay.
And then I do sports with the leftover. You know, with doing the games and things of that nature.
Right.
So that's my primary. I'm the news director. That's my primary gig here.
Okay.
At WRMJ is covering the local courthouse, the city council meetings, the slice of life stories, whatever. Then sports is on top of that. Okay. And I like the, and then ag. I do a lot of ag. So I love the various components of my job. So I do football in the fall.
Right.
Do basketball in the winter. And so I devote most of my time to those two sports, and most of the games are basketball, most of the games are football. Okay, so what if anybody's going to criticize me, what will they say? They'll say, well, why aren't you doing
more of
this sport?
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
So I assume that, I'll ask you, with the score, I'm sure at times you'll hear people say, well, why don't you do a score for... You know, high
yes.
school wrestling or a
well,
score
and,
for boy for baseball or softball.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And we do hear that. And the easy response to that one is basketball and football, everybody plays on Friday night. Football only plays Friday night. All those other sports play various days throughout the week. So it's kind of hard. You can't pick soccer, for instance. My kid played soccer at Moline. But I can't say, well, we're going to do a score for soccer because, well, not everybody plays on the same night.
It's not that you hate soccer, though?
No.
Yeah, that's what people will allege.
Absolutely.
That's
they
kind of
think
my
that.
Pet peeve.
No. And the thing is some sports are difficult to cover. If you don't know the language of the sport, if you don't understand how a sport is scored. Wrestling, for instance, is not an easy sport for people to go and cover because you don't know what's going on half the time if you don't understand the sport. I particularly like wrestling and understand the sport, thank goodness. But there's a lot of sports out there that you cover, and if you don't know the sport, if you don't know the language, when you broadcast it on the air, it comes across because you might say the wrong terms at the wrong
mm-hmm.
time. And, yeah, we get calls and emails about that. So it's important.
Yeah, so that's the tough part of the job. And,
right.
and like, for me personally... There's only so many things I cover. I mean, I just have so much time of the day, and you know, if I invest a lot of time in this part of the year or this part of the year, there's other parts of the year I'm just not gonna, you know, I can't do it. I can't continue to
yeah.
to do it. There's only so much time
right.
in the day.
Yeah.
So that's the criticism that I hear a little bit is you're
sure.
not devoting enough time
yeah,
to
we hear
sports,
it that,
but people don't understand, as you mentioned,
yeah.
The time of day. Like you say, high school football. Well, high school football for us is Friday nights. Now, what is our programming on Friday night here in terms of inventory of trying to get a game on? Well, we don't have anything else on. Now, if you play a high school football game on a Tuesday afternoon at 4:30. You know, you're going to be able to clear the inventory from
right.
your ag clothes, your news block, your whatever in the afternoon? Probably not.
Probably not, yeah.
So people don't and you're right, people don't understand the concept of when games are, when
mm-hmm.
they're played, and how easy it is to
and that's
put
the
product
that's
out.
That's the beauty with us having our Sunday night, the score show, is that those teams and players that don't get the coverage on a Friday night, a full-blown coverage, we can bring them in and do a 5-6 minute interview with them and talk to them specifically about their sport, their team, and dive in a little bit more in depth just on that school and that sport. So it's kind of nice that way that we have that on Friday night, on Sunday nights with the score.
Do you like long form programming?
I do. I actually.
Do you wish there was more of it?
Yes.
I know it's more work. Like you do the
yes.
long form programming with the Gender Classic and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah. And that's another one that we go all out for that one. I mean, there, we've got 15, 20 people out there every day of the John Deere Classic. But yeah, I do enjoy that long form programming. When I first started over at Channel 8, I was told I was going to get to do the score on Sundays. And for 8 years now, I've been doing that show. And it's just, it's so much fun to meet and talk to these kids outside of their sport and just see how they grow. Because those are life skills that they can take with them to job interviews and to whatever they do in life, that they got to do these interviews in front of cameras and studio, and it's just fun.
The status of high school sports, where we are today, what do you think? We in a good position? Or
I think so. Obviously, football gets a bad rap because of the concussions and the injuries, but my son played soccer. He had 5 concussions playing soccer. I mean, not just in 1 year, throughout his time. So they can happen in any sport. Overall, I think sports are getting too specialized, honestly. Too many kids too early are playing just baseball or just basketball or one sport or the other. I wish some coaches would be a little bit more flexible and let them get out there and play multiple sports, because I think it makes them more well-rounded, and it could make them better for that sport that they are better at.
And it's just amazing for me how really the off-season stuff has impeded on the in-season stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
if you don't do it in the off season,
it used to be football got criticized. Well, if football's doing the off season stuff in the summer, then now all the other sports will say, "Well, we're gonna do the off season stuff during, you know, the other sports in season stuff," which is a fair argument. I mean, that's the way it works, but it's just become, to me, such a headache. That's, to me, why you look at the participation numbers, in my opinion, really aren't down.
Right.
It's just the participation is spread out, where the kid is really a multi-sport athlete, but he's playing – I should say he's a multi-season athlete, but he's playing that one sport
in every
season, which equates to a multi-sport athlete, in my opinion.
And honestly, and you're a parent of several kids. I have 3 kids, and who doesn't want the best for their kids? So you try to help them on that path. Sometimes it can hurt, sometimes it can help, but a lot of times it's just like let the kids kind of figure it out on their own a little bit too.
So, are there any other issues you see, you know, covering high school sports? Officiating, parenting, things of that nature.
Outside of they need officials. that's a big one that I see. For the most part, the officials are great.
They need good officials.
Every coach says that. Absolutely. No, honestly, and this may sound like a knock, and I deal with parents. I've talked to a lot of parents. Sometimes they get a little bit out of hand. Sometimes they don't. It just kind of depends on. They want the best for their kid. That's first and foremost, and I understand that. But a lot of times you just got to remember, let them play, let the coach coach. That's why the coach is there. I've always told my son, if you're not getting the playing time that you like or you feel you deserve, then work harder. I think that's what it boils down to. It's just don't give things away. Work for it and earn it.
Yeah, in covering the student athlete, for me, I always enjoy that at the interscholastic level, because the sheer, just like, it's the amateur,
right?
And it's the raw, like,
the emotion is real.
But, and then just like their delivery,
sure,
when you're interviewing them, I appreciate that at that level, because I mean, I think it's the truest form of interscholastic athletics,
and they do great with it. There's a lot of times a coach is like, oh, be humble, be this. If you're bragging, and we're not going to put that stuff on TV anyway. We want the stuff where you're talking positive, and we're going to put things on in a positive way. So, yeah, kids do a great job with that.
All right. So what about media in general in the Quad Cities? What do you think? I mean, we in a good state?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. As far as the coverage, everybody's trying to get what they can get with the amount of time that they have, with the amount of resources that they have. But, yeah, I'm encouraged. I'm not discouraged. Like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years. It's an ever-changing media, and I think where we're at, it gives people the best coverage that we can give them.
You don't look like you get that mad that often. Give me the story where you've been the maddest, like, in this job. Come on, man. There's got to be something.
I'm sure there's something.
You don't have to use names.
No, I would never do that. I would never call anybody out. But the one rule that I have that I adopted from one of my son's coaches, it's a 24-hour rule, which now I've found out he's made it a 48-hour rule, is if it matters 24 hours after it happened, then I'll talk to you about it. I'm not a blow up at you kind of guy. I'm really not. I'm really not. I'm sure I have, and I've been upset on things. It's probably when I've asked somebody to do something, to cover a game and they don't get there. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? I could have got it myself, you know, but I was trying to get something else. And so, but maybe that's probably it. But yeah, if it's something where it's, if it really bothers me, I'm going to talk to you about it in 24 hours because I don't want to fly off the handle. And that's just how
I am. And I'll tell you the other great benefit of this job for me is that I appreciate now is you can tell the coaches, the school districts, and the administrations who appreciate coverage.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And they get it, but you're surprised. That's the one thing I am so surprised about, how there's so many. I'm fortunate with, you know, the Rock Ridge and the Mercer County and the Sherrard relationships that I've developed since 1990, they
right.
have been awesome. There's been very rare occasions, maybe one or two instances, but there have been some cases where I've went to school, some schools, and I'm like, why would anybody want to come here and cover any of your programs with
right.
you acting the way you are, whether you're an athletic director or a principal? Now, I'm not going
to
name any names. I'm not talking about any of the primary local schools we cover that
sure.
I just mentioned.
Sure.
But I remember this was recently, and I was at a postseason venue. And some administrator was hacked off because I was doing my post-game stuff, which is a big part of our production.
Absolutely.
And, you know, talking to the coaches or whatever, the kids or whatever.
Right.
He's acting all freaking PO'd about it. And I'm like, you're hosting this.
You're hosting, yeah.
Sectional or whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to sit here and wait. That's part of it. This
yeah.
is the broadcast presentation. If you don't like it, you need to get out of the occupation.
Right.
I mean, it's stuff
right.
like that. It's like, how dumb can people?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and it happens. You run across those kind of people, but for the most part, you just, okay, I'm going to go to my car, and I'm going to edit, and I'm going to get my stuff done now. So, yeah, I'm not happy with you, but I'm never going to see you again anyway.
All right, and that's just one of the pet peeves I have, and I said that 9.9 times out of 10 I have very
good. Oh, the coaches and people are great around here.
Really appreciate it. All right, we're winding down here with our programming. Got a line of basketball coming up at the top of the hour. The score is a big deal for WQAD.
Right.
So go ahead. Let's brag a little bit about your programming there.
Well, we were the first ones to have anything. Dan Birch started that show.
The Wild Man.
Yeah, he started a wild. We called it the Wild World of Sports.
Yeah.
Since I've been there, I think we've gone through three different names. I think it was the Wild World. I think it was Sports Extra. Now it's the Score for continuity's sake. It's a great programming, not because we do it, just because the kids make it that way. The interviews, the way that they conduct themselves, I think it's a program that people can get on board with. And that's, to me, what high school sports is all about, is getting those kids in situations that may make them uncomfortable, but they enjoy it, and they talk about their sport, and they truly thrive in those situations.
All right, you're going to be where today?
I will be at the IHSA Mississippi Valley Shootout, which is at Wharton Fieldhouse. Starts at 10, runs till like 8, or probably till 10 o'clock tonight. So I'll be there most of the day covering, I'll probably cover about 7 or 8 games today.
All right. So enjoy the hospitality room up there, too.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right. Corey Cuffler, thank you very much. A great local media guy in the Quad Cities at WQAD. Corey Cuffler, Happy New Year, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for being here.